This is MTN, the Michigan Talk Network, the fearless pursuit of truth. More talk now.
All right, I want to get to Joe Biden, but I have to share this next soundbite with you. It's extremely important because, you know, as people malign the president on a 24-hour basis on MSNBC and CNN and elsewhere, as they attack this president mercilessly, you have to take a moment to say, you know what? Oftentimes he does the right thing, gets no credit for it. And in Southern California, the rabbi shot during the attack on that California area synagogue on the last day of Passover that left a woman dead and several others injured, decided to talk to the press yesterday. His hand bandaged where he had been injured in the attack, and he took time to commend the president for calling him with condolences. I want you to hear this because he stopped the press in their tracks and said this, and you know what? I didn't see it anywhere except on a Twitter feed. Maybe it's out there, but it makes you wonder why this didn't get a tremendous amount of coverage. It's bite number one. Go.
As I was in my house, I received a personal phone call from our president, Donald Trump. I was amazed to answer the phone and say the secretary of the White House is calling. And he spent close to 10, 15 minutes with me on the phone. And it's the first time I've ever spoken to a president of the United States of America. He shared with me condolences on behalf of the United States of America. And we spoke about the moment of silence. And he spoke about his love of peace and Judaism and Israel. And he was just so comforting that I'm really grateful to our president for taking the time and making that effort to share with us his comfort and consolation.
And doesn't that tell you something about the character of the man in the White House? A guy who is constantly maligned. People take shots at him 24 hours a day. He's this, he's that, he's these horrible things, he's this awful human being, he's a bigot, he's a racist, he's a xenophobe, blah, blah, blah. And yet, when these things happen, he's more likely to meet an airplane in Dover, Delaware, when bodies return to the United States. He's more likely to pick up the phone and talk to a man like this rabbi when these horrible events occur. He's more likely to do the things that get no attention that are the right things to do than other presidents in my experience. He connects with people. He has a genuine empathy for people. And he's also showing, you see, people are complex. And the left and the Democrats have you believe that Donald Trump is a simpleton. Of course, they wanted you to believe the same thing about Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon and George W. Bush. Any person that's a Republican in the White House is a simpleton. You know, they're not bright. They don't get it. They don't understand science. They're dumb. And that's been the case my entire life when it comes to presidential politics. The media will side with the Democrats and try to impugn the intelligence of the person occupying the Oval Office. Nothing has changed. And here's a guy who, by the way, has successfully built hotels and rebuilt hotels in places that were basically given up on. You know, the first big hotel project he built, everybody had given up on that hotel. It would never be anything. It could never possibly succeed. And he turned it into a successful billion-dollar property in New York. And that has been his track record in many places. Oh, but he's gone bankrupt, Steve. Well, yeah, he had four companies go bankrupt out of 100. At a 4% bankruptcy rate. I think most people in industry would accept a 4% bankruptcy rate gladly. If you had a 4% failure rate in business, that's a respectable mark. But he, you know, some people didn't get paid. Yeah, it's business, and everybody's got a story. You know, everybody's got a position. I've had people send me letters and say, hey, you owe me money. No, I don't. You didn't do what we agreed to. And there can be disagreements in business that happens on occasion. And sometimes, believe it or not, both sides can be partially right and no side is completely wrong. And these things happen. But when it's presidential politics and it's Donald Trump, of course, the media is going to pile on and impugn him any way they can. And that's going to be true of whether it's Trump University, and maybe that was shady. Maybe that wasn't a great deal. But I don't think that Donald Trump probably had his hands on it day-to-day operations either. Had his name on it, and maybe that's reckless. Maybe you should have done a better job of oversight. And maybe these are fair criticisms. But in the final analysis, in the overall look at the man, to me, I see evidence of this kind of behavior where he reaches out and says, can I help you? And I'm sorry for your loss. And I can't believe you're going through this. Whether he meets an airplane at Andrews Air Force Base or he calls this rabbi or whatever it may be. Dover, Delaware, excuse me. But he's willing to put himself out there and to shake somebody's hand and to try to make a difference. And to me, it's important. So we'll get to the Joe Biden conversation, because Joe Biden right now is the leading contender for the Democrats to oppose Donald Trump come 2020. And I wonder if Joe Biden has the goods to get it done. I mean, he doesn't have the progressive resume that most would prefer. I mean, he wrote the 1994 crime bill. The crime bill that has been called racist. The 1994 Violent Crime Control Act, it was called, encouraged states to incarcerate more people. And there's a lot of widespread agreement examination of this entire bill that people are in the belief that they made terrible mistakes in that bill. And those mistakes were to ramp up the use of prisons over everything else. Today, of course, Biden supports legislation to reduce mandatory minimum sentences. And the First Step Act was already taken care of by this president to rectify some of the issues coming out of the 1994 crime bill, the same bill that got Hillary Clinton to call some people of color, predators, a word, by the way, that Joe Biden also used. So there are concerns, and we're going to examine this in a deeper sense here a little bit later this hour and throughout the day today. We're going to talk about those things. Still to come this morning, Dr. John Lott will be here as the president takes out an ill-thought treaty with the United Nations to defend gun rights. What does that mean? We'll talk about it straight ahead on The Steve Gruber Show.